Friday, it was like June out there, and this morning we're back to being late February or early March out there, Curtis. You got to do better on the weather.
I'm really sorry.
I'm so sorry. Really, it's like this all week.
It's going to be a really nasty, raw, gross. Worst time in New England right now.
This is Kevin from Dorchester. Hello, Kevin.
Greg, how are we doing this morning?
What's up?
I'm just going to offer you, I know your road show, you got one coming up in down in Bourne in May.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have a place to stay yet, but I want to offer you my house down there.
Might be good for Wiggy.
Right up from the chat room. It doesn't have a hot tub for Wiggy, though.
Oh, it's all right. Okay.
No jacuzzi, but it's about a 6-8 minute ride to the Lobster Trap and the Trading Post and four streets up from the chat room. Do you know the chat room, Greg?
Yes, sir. Yep. That's very nice of you. Yep. Does it have a bidet? Wiggy requires a bidet.
I have my own bidet, so I can bring my own if I actually need one.
Wait, your bidet can travel? You have a traveling bidet?
Yeah, it's not the actual bidet toilet. It's the bidet adjustment.
What's his or her name?
No. Well, don't have a name for her.
No bidet, Wiggy.
That's all right. I have my own.
Well, do you mind, though, if what he's going to do is he's going to go in there with the monkey wrench and F with the toilet and put the bidet on. Is that all right?
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Whatever works for Wiggy.
Yeah. Okay.
Very easy to do.
Listen,
outstanding. Yep.
By the way, it's Memorial Day weekend. Like, is that okay?
It's the weekend after, isn't it?
No. I believe it's that weekend.
Yep.
I think we're kicking off Memorial Day weekend with the pregame at the Trading Post, which is maybe the best bar pizza in the United States of America.
Why are you going to the Cape on that weekend? There's going to be traffic.
Did you stop and think about the traffic? All right, Kevin, very nice of you. Hang on.
It is the best pizza. Yep. It's got 6 bedrooms, Greg. Okay. 3 bathrooms, sleeps 10 people, so there's plenty of room.
All right, fantastic. All right, thank you. Hang on.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hang on. Full roadshow schedule is out.
Yep.
And we're less than a month away. So we will kick everything off in Springfield, I believe, and cannot wait to get going on roadshow season, which lasts into July and wraps up at the Dive on Lake Winnipesaukee. But we got a couple leads left this morning. Wiggy, good morning and hello.
All right, good morning. So we all know that the NFL draft is just a few weeks away on Thursday, April 24th. And if you've just been anywhere on social media and were able to see and hear some of the whispers that came out of Colorado's Pro Day, there's, you know, some people that are saying Shador looked really good. There's a little bit of the hitch and the ball tap, but, you know, people are saying, oh, he taps the ball. Peyton Manning used to beat the hell out of a ball, and he was a pretty good quarterback. But it looks like overall Shador Sanders had a pretty good pro day. We saw Travis Hunter run some routes, so there's a little bit of he didn't look particularly great at, like, some of the routes that he was running because it was a lot of, like, you know, just shimmying and shaking, which won't work in the NFL. So that all leads me to believe that based on what I'm seeing with Shador Sanders, that there's a good chance that at number 2, the Cleveland Browns take Shador. Because the Tennessee Titans canceled a private workout with Shador Sanders and Travis Hunter. So it looks like Tennessee is going to take Cam Ward.
Okay, number 1 locked in. Is that where you have him on the mock? Sorry, I haven't looked at
Cam Ward. I do have locked in at number 1. Wiggy, I just have some bad news for you.
Okay.
I wanted to just give it to you straight here. Shador Sanders is currently favored to go, according to the sports books, favored to go to the New Orleans Saints, who pick at, I believe it is, 8. So
wow.
So where does this information come? Because the coach of the Browns said Shador looked great. He had great arm strength. He could make all the throws. I don't know if these – what was that place you heard it from?
No, it's FanDuel Sportsbook.
I don't know what FanDuel scouts went to see Shador.
No, it's those who are wagering.
Okay.
It's the sharps like Shine.
All right, I don't know who showed up.
They always have more info than us.
That whispered to say.
Nobody's whispering. They're just wagering that Shador is going to go at number 8.
Okay, so who are they wagering to go at number 1?
Cam Ward, I would assume, is best odds.
Cam Ward is the very, very heavy favorite to go number 1 overall.
All right, well, number 8 to New Orleans. I'm just basically telling you what Cleveland Browns head coach had to say about Shedeur Sanders.
Well, if you believe that, Wiggs, Shedeur Sanders to go number two overall, 10-1. So go bet it now if that's what you believe.
I'm going to bet on that because I think that Cleveland is definitely in the market for the quarterback. And then that leaves the Giants to make the decision on what they want to do with Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter. So if you're a Patriots fan and Shedeur goes number two, then there's a good chance you're going to have one of the two, whether it's Travis or
Let me ask you this. If you were Vrabel and Wolf, would you trade up to make sure that you can get either Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter?
I would trade up to number two to get Abdul Carter. If I was the New England Patriots, I would pick up the phone and say to Cleveland, hey, if you guys are not in on Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter, like didn't run great routes, I would trade up to number two and say, what, you know, we'll give you whatever that compensation is, and I would take Abdul Carter. So I wouldn't wait.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
So for the first time over the weekend, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, spoke about the torpedo bats. Mm. Did an interview with the New York Times. And said, I believe that issues like the torpedo bat and the debate around it demonstrate the fact that baseball still occupies a unique place in our culture because people get into a complete frenzy over something that's really nothing at the end of the day. The bats comply with the rules. Now, there is a bit of a Kurtspiracy out there that is similar to the NBA and the Lakers, and that would be that Major League Baseball would like nothing more than the New York Yankees to be around in October.
All right.
Hence why they are allowing the torpedo bat to continue to be used.
All right.
Would that make you suspicious?
Because everybody has the ability to use torpedo bats. If the commissioner is saying the torpedo bats, you know, they can comply with the rules of what the bat guidelines and restrictions should be, then why not? You know, then other teams, if they felt like it would give them an advantage, they could use them. So I don't think it's not like just for the Yankees. Mm. So if you're the Red Sox and you're Devers and you want to use the torpedo bat, you could use it.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not much ado about nothing.
Well, according to Bradford, I heard him on Jones and Keefe on Friday when they were at the Cask. Bradford said the Yankees were using this end of last season and stuff, and like a bunch of people have been using this now for a while. And so, like, it's just because the Yankees mashed a bunch of home runs and scored 20 runs on the Milwaukee Brewers, has this become a thing?
Yeah, I feel like it's not just to get the Yankees good. I think just like every other sport, Major League Baseball knows it needs offense to get more viewers because that's how everybody enjoys sports these days. So if the torpedo bat adds runs, then people will be more interested in watching games. Yeah. Therefore, they're going to do whatever they can to keep it around.
Although a lot of viewers for college basketball and no offense at all in that game, Curtis.
None.
That's what Wiggy told me.
That Florida-Auburn game certainly
it
no
was
offense.
One. Oh.
The game was so fun.
That was an awesome game.
Will Clayton Jr. is awesome.
Did you not see the ratings for the Elite Eight?
What do you mean?
Of the Elite Eight that we just passed? Down versus last year Elite Eight. So ratings, they fluctuate up and down. The Final Four was the most watched. But the Elite Eight ratings.
If you really want to go into the week of ratings, I'm happy to.
No. The Elite Eight ratings were down versus last year. Final Four was up. Final Four was up since 2017. Stop it. College basketball. Listen, the Gators, I love it, but it is so bad when it comes to offense.
They have like three guys who are shooting 80% or something.
That's
like that.
One team.
I know.
It's one team.
I know.
But did you not watch the other game?
Yes, I did.
Did you not watch the other game?
Yes, I know. I did.
That is one team and had one game. That is one team.
Yeah.
Did you not watch the week before was the Elite Eight when Michigan State was playing Auburn? And Michigan State's offense is so bad that at the end of the game, they had to force the ball to one kid because he was the only one who could shoot three-pointers? I love college basketball like everybody else. I'm not a college basketball hardo and going to go back to the, you know, Jamal Mashburn and Christian Laettner days of Duke versus UNC. But let's the offense in college basketball is horrible. Do they play hard defense?
There's a lot of, there's a lot of offense in the NBA, and nobody's watching. So what?
I complain about the offense in the NBA. I complain about there's way too much 3-point shooting.
So which would you prefer?
I would prefer, if I had to watch it, I would prefer, I like the NBA more because I'm more of an NBA fan than I am an NCAA fan.
I know why. That doesn't answer that question. What about
why do I like it? Because I like...
It's the drama.
No. Because I think the players, obviously, in the NBA are better, so...
Where did they come from?
Well, not all of them come from college. Where did they come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Most of them came from college.
Yeah, and for whatever reason...
No, but most of them came from college.
Yeah, but some of them, for whatever reason, they get a lot better when they get to the NBA. I don't get it.
This is old school, total way to gloss over facts in an argument. The conversation this morning, Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, has been about how bad the offense was on Saturday night.
Wiggy started the morning off by talking
about
how...
And I've been on that from day one.
He can't stand college hoops because they can't shoot the basketball.
Oh, and then,
and he doesn't like the pick and roll.
Right. And now he's citing games that weren't this weekend that we've been discussing.
No, because
as to why the ratings are
you
down.
Brought up the ratings about how
right.
But
the
what
game
you,
that you were
what,
discussing
but
is
what
the highest.
What you fail to do I'm is done. You fail to look at all the ratings from
as a whole, this is
tournament
the best
to tournament
they've had in over 20 years.
Yeah, in 2017, ratings were good.
Nope, as the entirety of the tournament.
But the Elite Eight ratings were down.
Right, so you're citing games that we weren't discussing as a way to prove a point.
Because you made it seem like the ratings were better, and they were better in the Final Four, but they were worse in the Elite Eight. The viewer ratings
as a whole, the ratings are.
And we're not talking about a whole. We're talking about
the game
Final
that you were
Four
referencing
was
the most watched in
that's
seven,
what we're
eight
talking
years.
About. Most people, that's what we're talking about.
Right, the game that you were watching was the most watched in 8 years.
Yes, in 2017
that you said was bad for TV.
Well, yeah, college. Okay. And I've always said college basketball, and if you ask any college basketball fan, and Jones
they'll
and
tell
I,
you they can't shoot.
Well, they'll tell you. Say, ask Jones. Well, he'll tell you the same thing that the offensive product is just it's bad.
All right, those are our leads this morning.
I like it when people cross the half-court line and chuck it up. That's great.
we are going to get to They Said It coming up. Shaq would disagree with you when it comes to the NBA product.
What is he?
Oh, yeah.
He's not that happy with
the
NBA.
I heard. And I agree with him on his point.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with him on what he said he would do.
Well, the second-round ratings were down.
Okay. So. Well, we will get to They Said It coming up next. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this morning?
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox beat the Cardinals 18-7 last night after beating them 5-4 earlier in the day. Important to note, Raffy homered in that early one. They swept in their first home series of the season. Alex Bregman had a homer last night, while Raffy Devers had 4 hits, 3 RBI in that one.
And Shime, to clarify, on Saturday, was that a delay and then a postponement?
Oh, what a rough day for Shime.
Got postponed.
It was delayed until it was postponed.
Yeah, because they didn't have a new start time. That's when something is delayed. But if there is a new start time designated, it's postponed to said start time. Okay. Not delayed.
Okay.
There was no official new start time, therefore it was a delay. Yeah, I would agree.
It was postponed because it wasn't played that day.
Even if they had said originally if the game was scheduled at 4 and they're like, no, we're going to play at 7, that's a postponement to 7.
Mm. All right.
The Sox now have the Blue Jays at Fenway. First pitch at 6:45. Richard Fitz getting the start. You can listen to the game right here on EEI. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You can kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Celtics beat the Wizards at home 124-90. Jason Tatum and Kristaps Porzingis did not play in this one, but Peyton Pritchard led the way with 20, while Luke Kornet had a double-double, 13 points and 14 rebounds. The guys had a season-high 62 rebounds and were 24 for 52 from three-point range. The Bruins fell to the Sabres on the road 6-3. That's 11 losses in 12 games. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 31 saves in the loss. Elsewhere in the NHL, Alex Ovechkin beat Wayne Gretzky's goal record, and the Capitals lost to the Islanders yesterday with his 895th goal. Women's college basketball has a champion. Paige Beckers and the UConn Huskies took down South Carolina 82-59. Sarah Strong led the Huskies with 24 points and 15 rebounds. The men's championship is tonight. Florida takes on Houston after Houston's shocking win over Duke on Saturday. Tip tonight is 8:50. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right. 40 degrees, drizzle outside. Feels like the 30s out there. Afternoon high, 49.